From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, February 29th. Coming up, we'll learn more about deer hunting and how the pastime is not as popular as it once was. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois is continuing to invest in the future of the state's film industry. Three film production studios received a total of $10 million in funding through the Illinois Soundstage Program. The grants will help studios build and update production spaces. Illinois also offers a film production tax credit and launched a program in 2022 to train a more diverse film and television workforce. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state's efforts make it a film industry leader.
On average, Illinois receives about $7 in return for every dollar that we invest in our tax credit. And our investments in the next generation of workers in film and TV are paying dividends for working families here.
Funding was awarded to the Field Studios in Chicago, Fresh Films in Rock Island, and Flyover Studios in Champaign. The six-figure state pension for the now-convicted aide to former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan is being suspended. Dave McKinney has more.
Timothy Mapes was sentenced this month to 2.5 years. His crime? Lying to a federal grand jury to thwart a federal corruption investigation into Madigan. Beginning Friday, the state employee's retirement system will suspend Mapes' $154,000-a-year pension, which is one of the agency's richest pensions. The retirement board also wants advice from Democratic Attorney General Kwame Raoul about whether the suspension should be permanent. That's a question Civic Federation President Joe Ferguson says should be obvious.
We have to say, nope, you forfeit your liberty for a period of time, and you forfeit all of your pension for having been part of all of this.
Mapes' attorney declined comment. This is Dave McKinney.
Every year, the Champaign-based Education Justice Project distributes thousands of re-entry guides to people in Illinois prisons. Illinois Student Newsroom's Farah Anderson reports this year's guide includes a new chapter on the unique challenges LGBTQ+ people face.
Stephanie Zarate is both transgender and formerly incarcerated. She says it's harder for transgender people to find resources after incarceration, especially housing. The new EJP reentry guide includes information about groups like Pushing Envelopes, based in Chicago, which helps LGBTQ+ clients get help after they get out.
They help the LGBT community out because, unlike cisgender straight people, it's difficult for us because we don't have the support that they have.
Zarate says halfway houses are usually sorted by gender, and LGBTQ+ people often can't rely on family or religious charities because of their identities. I'm Farah Anderson, Illinois Student Newsroom.
DNA testing can be expensive. One Illinois lawmaker wants to make it more accessible to Black residents who want to learn about their ancestral roots. Illinois Student Newsroom's Anuliko Chuba has more on the Family Roots Genealogy Program.
The program would be the first of its kind. It would make DNA testing free to African Americans in Illinois who are descendants of slaves. State Representative Carol Ammons says she began developing the program after she discovered it would cost $700 to find out more about her ancestry.
We thought and felt that it is inappropriate for descendants of those who were enslaved in the Americas or anywhere else in the world to have to pay a commercial vendor to find out where you come from. And every people deserves to know where they come from.
Ammons introduced a bill that would urge support for the program. She expects the bill could be voted on in the next few weeks and that the program could start as soon as this summer. I am Anuliko Chuba, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Still to come, we'll learn more about deer hunting and how the pastime is not as popular as it once was. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Attention, Call the Midwife fans. Friends of WILL can stream each new episode of the show 30 days before it premieres with Passport. For season 13, it's 1969 and a surge in hospital births puts maternity beds in high demand across the nation. Thanks to the dedication of the women of Nonatus House, Poplar manages the influx exceptionally well. Watch episode 1 now with WILL Passport. Stream episode 2 beginning Friday, February 23rd. Learn more about Passport at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Deer hunting requires some skill along with a bit of luck and a lot of patience. But the pastime is not as popular as it once was. Rich Egger spent a morning with a deer hunter in western Illinois to learn about the sport.
Mike Folk and I are walking along the edge of a harvested farm field southeast of Macomb. Mike is a maintenance supervisor for Durham School Services, which operates buses for the Macomb School District. But we're not here to talk about school buses just after sunrise on this hazy, damp, and chilly early December day. We're in this open field to bag a deer.
Duck hunting is my main passion, but we hadn't got a deer last year, so I wanted to focus on trying to get a deer this year.
Why is getting a deer important?
The meat, it will last us a year or so. So it's that's part's important. Plus, you know, it's a lot cheaper than having to go buy a beef at the grocery store.
We make our way to a hunting blind, which is like a small tent. The camouflage pattern on the blind's exterior helps it blend in with nearby shrubbery and trees. So we start the hunt by sitting. This is a game of patience. And it's a game Mike took up only about a dozen years ago. His first hunting experience came after he married Stephanie, who, full disclosure, is one of my co-workers. She's from a family of hunters, and Mike says the land we're on is owned by one of her uncles.
Lucky enough, I married to a family that hunted, so I never hunted. We had firearms. We was raised with firearms, but we weren't really hunters. I was always target practicing or paper shooting.
Mike has taken down around half a dozen deer here in the past. He shot his first deer in 2011, the first year he hunted.
And all of a sudden, here comes this buck. He was a smaller buck, but he was my first deer, and I shot him, and he went immediately down. And I think I was so excited, that's kind of what got me hooked too. Plus, doing everything, your adrenaline's pumping. It was just super exciting.
In contrast, this has been a low-key morning. We pass the time looking through the blind's windows while munching on snacks. Mike tells me about another time he was out in the blind.
I actually was sitting here in the middle, and I kept hearing this noise outside the blind. And finally, here comes this chipmunk underneath, popped underneath, seeing me, then went running to the other side and went back out. So,
not much meat on a chipmunk, huh?
No. He was having fun, though.
We're set up in an area deer like to pass through, but so far we have not seen any deer, or chipmunks, or much of anything. Then, Mike spots a coyote.
Yep, there's one over there. He's just past the tree line. You see where this thing that's kind of sticks up in the middle between these sets of trees here? He's on the other side of it, the coyote. He's just sitting there. He's out hunting too.
We're out hunting, the coyote is out hunting, but there are no deer to harvest on this day. The only deer we see the entire morning is a young doe crossing a country road as we drove out to the farm. And, well, the law does not allow hunters to pull over and start blasting away, even out in the country. We leave the blind and walk the field, trying to flush out any deer that might be hunkered down, but no such luck. Still, Mike considers it a morning well spent.
Definitely peaceful.
A little too quiet for what you would like today.
Yeah, I would like a little bit more action, but that's just part of hunting. Sometimes you see them, sometimes you don't, but you got to be out there to get your chance.
He says hunting is an opportunity to get away from screens and get back to the basics.
I think if more people got to go out in nature, they'd have happier lives.
This was the sixth time Mike headed out during the deer hunting season and the sixth time he had no luck. Yet, he remains optimistic.
Yeah, there's always tomorrow.
And so we pack up the gear in his white 1997 Jeep and head down the gravel driveway, back onto the road and into town, back into the world of screens and stores, and away from the time he enjoys out in nature, waiting for that next chance to put food on his family's table. Rich Egger reporting.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 46 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Dave McKinney, Farah Anderson, Anuliko Ochuba, and Rich Egger. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.